Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Don't Call It Art, 10 Ways to Create Like a Kid Again is a short nonfiction book on creativity by Austin Kleon, best known for Steal Like an Artist, Show Your Work, and Keep Going. Framed as a creative liberation handbook, it argues that many adults lose access to their best ideas because they become overly concerned with what art should look like, how polished it should be, and whether their work is good enough. Kleon uses lessons drawn from observing and learning alongside his young children to show how play, curiosity, and low-stakes experimentation can restore creative energy. The book is not a technical manual for a single art form. It is a practical reflection on how to unlearn self-limiting habits and make room for spontaneity, experimentation, and attention. Its purpose is to help readers create with less fear and more openness, whether they are artists, writers, or people trying to recover a stalled creative practice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a beginner's mindset is the book's core creative reset. The central idea of the book is that creative block often begins when people start treating their work as if they already know the right way to do it. Kleon argues that this certainty narrows imagination and increases self-criticism because every decision is judged against an internal standard of what art is supposed to be. His alternative is a beginner's mindset, doing the work before you fully understand it and accepting that uncertainty is part of the process. This matters because beginners are often less constrained by rules they have not yet internalized. In practice, that means making more attempts, tolerating awkward results, and allowing surprise to shape the outcome. The book presents this not as a defense of inexperience, but as a way to preserve the openness that many experienced creators lose. The value of the beginner's mindset is that it lowers the pressure to produce something impressive immediately, which makes real discovery possible. Secondly, play is treated as a serious creative method, not a distraction. One of the book's most important claims is that play is not the opposite of work. For creative people, it is often the condition that makes meaningful work possible. Kleon describes children as natural models of this principle because they explore materials, ideas, and movement without needing a clear endpoint. That behavior can look inefficient from a productivity-focused perspective, but the book argues that unstructured play generates the raw material from which original work emerges. This reframes time spent wandering, doodling, collecting, or experimenting as productive in a deeper sense than merely checking off tasks. The implication is that adults often become creatively stuck because they remove play from their routines and replace it with goal-driven pressure. Kleon does not suggest abandoning discipline. Rather, he shows that discipline without room for play can become sterile. By treating play as legitimate creative labor, the book encourages a more sustainable relationship to making, one that is less dependent on immediate results and more open to unexpected ideas. Thirdly, self-parenting replaces harsh inner criticism with creative care. A distinctive feature of the book is its insistence that adults should treat themselves with the same care they would offer a child. Kleon develops this idea through the language of parenting, but the point is broader than actual parenthood. He argues that many creative failures are intensified by an internal voice that is punitive, impatient, and perfectionistic. Instead of responding to that voice by forcing more discipline, he proposes a kinder internal structure encouraging rest, limits, curiosity, and permission to experiment badly. This is a practical psychological move because shame tends to shut down risk-taking, while care makes risk feel survivable. The book suggests that creative growth depends not only on skill, but on the emotional environment in which work happens. By borrowing from parenting rather than self-improvement rhetoric, Kleon offers a different metaphor for creative practice, not a battlefield, but a setting that supports development. That distinction makes the book especially useful for readers whose main obstacle is not lack of talent, but a hostile inner climate. Fourthly, analog tools and physical routines help recover attention. Kleon places real emphasis on making work in an analog environment, away from screens and constant interruption. This is not presented as nostalgia for older tools, but as a way to protect concentration and slow the pace of thinking enough for ideas to surface. The analog desk becomes a symbolic and practical space where the creator can begin with almost nothing and see what emerges through handling paper, pens, books, or other tactile materials. That physicality matters because creative work often needs friction, silence, and visible traces of process. The book implies that digital environments can encourage fragmentation, performance, and premature polishing, while analog routines invite more direct engagement with thought. This idea connects to a broader concern in the book: creative energy is fragile and can be depleted by overexposure to noise. Setting up a screen-free workspace is therefore not just a preference, but a behavioral strategy. It helps create boundaries around attention, which is essential for originality when the mind is otherwise pulled toward distraction and comparison. Lastly, curiosity and intellectual nourishment expand the range of possible ideas. Another major theme is that creativity improves when readers intentionally feed it with varied influences. Cleon recommends a steady diet of books, films, and ideas outside one's immediate field, treating outside material as intellectual nourishment rather than passive consumption. The point is not to copy other people's work, but to widen the raw material available for combination, transformation, and interpretation. Curiosity functions here as a method of creative renewal by paying attention to what is strange, interesting, or unfamiliar. Creators avoid becoming trapped inside a closed style or habit. This topic is important because it shows that creativity is not only inwardly generated, it depends on what the mind regularly encounters. The book's approach is practical rather than theoretical. It suggests that if a creator wants fresher output, they need fresher inputs, but those inputs should be chosen with openness rather than with the expectation of finding a quick formula. In that sense, curiosity is presented as both a habit of attention and a safeguard against creative stagnation. In conclusion, Don't Call It Art will be most useful to artists, writers, designers, students, parents, and any reader who feels that creative work has become overly self-conscious or stalled. It is especially relevant for people who know how to make things, but have lost the ease and curiosity that once made making feel natural. The practical benefit of the book is that it offers simple but durable adjustments in how one approaches creative work: less pressure to be impressive, more room for play, stronger boundaries around attention, and a kinder relationship to failure. Its intellectual value lies in how it redefines creativity as a condition that can be cultivated through environment, habits, and attitude rather than through talent alone. Compared with many creativity books, it stands out for its compact format and its child-centered perspective. Cleon does not present creativity as a heroic struggle or a productivity system. Instead, he treats it as something closer to learning, caregiving, and experimentation. That makes the book approachable without making it superficial, and useful without pretending to solve creativity through a single formula. For readers seeking a reset rather than a grand theory, it offers a clear and credible one. If you would like to support Austin Cleon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.